Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Peter Gammons, MLB Network analyst.
Around the pole and gone!
Taking you inside Major League Baseball with the Hall of Famer, Peter Gammons.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Peter Gammons joins us on the CDW Hotline. CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm still trying to calculate how many of the 9,000 people that originally went to the Marlins game were there in the 16th inning.
Yeah.
It said 9,000 was probably about 5,000 for the real attendance. So it's unbelievable. There were 2 days this week when the Marlins and Rays both won, and combined, they drew under $15,000 people.
Wow.
I mean, it's incredible. Baseball in Florida, I mean, it's just, when I hear about, well, we need to expand, we need to do this, well, great. Move the Marlins and Rays to Charlotte and Nashville, but please, we don't. There aren't 32 teams for Major League Baseball, cities for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and we were just talking to your pal and our pal, Bernie Miklas, down in St. Louis, and he was going over the numbers of the St. Louis offense. And, you know, the Cubs, Peter, are certainly suffering their own power outage this season. And last year, year before, we were almost complaining that if they weren't hitting home runs, things were bad for the Cubs. Now they're just not hitting home runs, so the inconsistency is pretty apparent each and every week. But the whole idea that the likely outcomes of home runs, strikeouts, and Rob Manfred talking not only about pace of play, but also trying to get more play on the field and getting balls hit into play, you know, how do you resolve that? How do you get more action in the game if you're the commissioner?
Well, later today when my column on The Athletic comes up, I study that whole problem. And it's the most efficient way to score runs is to hit home runs. But I've been hearing it now for well over a year from people who have kids who are teenagers. They're bored by the games. I mean, and if you're watching on your phone or in your iWatch or whatever else, Apple Watch or whatever else, I mean, well, what's to keep? Oh, good. Somebody finally hit a home run. Oh, that's terrific. Otherwise, you know, I mean, I'm old. I love baseball. I can do it in different ways. So when Max Scherzer throws a 9-pitch, 3-strikeout inning, I'm fascinated by it. But that's not entertainment. And, you know, people, I remember in when I was at ESPN in earlier days when we had the web gems, that was one of the most popular things on the network. I mean, people loved, you know, what were the 10 web gems each day? And doubles and triples, and if you're sitting in the third deck of a ballpark to watch people running all around the field, defenders running around, all the things that happen with like a bases loaded double, those things don't happen very much now, and it is a boredom issue, and I don't know how they do it. I mean, there are people who have proposed moving the mound back.
Wow,
that's not going to happen. Somebody said, well, move all the fences back 200 feet. Well, you know, if you tried to do that in Boston or Chicago,
there goes, I mean, the ballpark,
you have to change all the streets in the area, you know.
Yeah.
And I say that loving both ballparks. But it is an issue. One of my points is that related to all the strikeout and so forth is the velocity, obviously that's a big part, but the velocity and training kids at 15 to 17 years old to try to throw as hard as they can. There's a reason there are 128 pitchers on the disabled list today. And it just seems like we have a Tommy John announcement every day. And it's those showcases, that mentality has really damaged baseball. And, people like Dr. Andrews and Glenn Fleissig, who know a lot more than I do, will pay it. That's one of the worst things they do, is maximum velocity for teenagers before their bodies are developed. It comes up. A friend of mine, an intern that I have this summer, told me he was working out of a place. He got hurt in playing in college, and he's been going to this really good rehab place outside of Boston. There was a kid, the father brought a kid in to start his training, to rehab program. He's 12 years old, and he had Tommy John surgery.
Oh, boy. Oh,
parents
boy.
Think that, oh, well, we have Tommy John surgery. That's like big boys. I'm going to come back and throw like Noah Syndergaard. I don't think so, especially at 12 years old.
That's insane. I don't quite understand how I understand the reason that you try to change a team and you try to change the approach and try to kind of prevent a lot of encourage more kind of hits than homers. I get all that, but when you start looking at like St. Louis, for instance, 3-17 when they don't homer, the Cubs have had a power outage and they've been shut out two games in a row. How do you kind of balance trying to change that with the idea of still managing to win games?
It's hard to do because when teams out homer the opposition, they win. This year they have won 79.6% of the time. And I don't, the idea is to win and to get into the playoffs. So, it's the most efficient way to score runs. The problem is it's the most boring way to score runs. Now I understand. I thought Joe Maddon was really good on the whole thing about, the game right now, and I see it like in the Cape Cod League. There was a guy that went third in the draft from Wichita State, and Alex Bohr. I mean, all he did was just bail and wail. He ended up being benched in the playoffs last year in the Cape Cod League, and he went third in the draft to Philadelphia because he hits home runs. Well, he wasn't good enough to play. It wasn't good enough to play in games that counted on the Cape. So, I mean, it's – but that philosophy – but there are a lot of guys that are talking about launch angle, and it sounds really good when you're sitting at a computer. But there are a lot of ways to do it. And you watch – I mean, Chris Bryant is, to me, the example of a perfect launch angle because he grew up studying Ted Williams, and it's all about you start with the base, the core, the hips, going to the fingers, and all you're trying to do is meet the downhill angle of the baseball exactly. I've said many times, I think I've said it on this show many times, if you want to see what Ted Williams looked like when he was really young, hitting left, but obviously he's hitting left-handed. But Bryant is the closest hitter to Williams in terms of style. And I was looking at the launch angle stuff the other day, and I mean, J.D. Martinez has pretty much been the best, most productive slugger in the American League. His launch angle is one of the it's only what is it 8.6. Which is much less than other guys, but it's perfect for him. It's perfect in squaring the baseball, and I think a lot of guys who don't know better, don't have the right people working with them, go in and say, "Oh, I'm going to dip my rear shoulder and then swing up." Well, good. Here comes a 97 mile an hour fastball, and you got no chance of hitting that ball up in the strikes or hitting the curveball that usually follows. So it's. There is a middle ground here, but we haven't found it yet. They're not going to completely change the way the game's been played. They're not going to move the mound to 65 feet 6 inches instead of 60 feet 6 inches. I think you'll see changes in shifts. I think what they'll do is, rather than ban shifts, because I think that's totally unfair, they will require that there are 4 infielders on the dirt. So you don't have the short field.
Sure.
Which I think makes a lot of sense.
Peter, you mentioned J.D. Martinez. Given what his market was last year, what would the market be for Jose Abreu? And Would it make more sense for the Sox to start talking trade, or given his numbers and his consistency, keeping him in the fold and seeing how, you know, where this goes here?
I think that my temptation would be, my feeling is, hold on to him and let him be the mentor to some of their young players. I mean, they too have two very important young Cuban players. And, you know, I say that, and I'm not completely sold on Yoan Moncada, but we shall see. I mean, maybe it'll come, or maybe he's going to end up playing for the Bears. But he looks like he should be, you know, like an outside linebacker. But I think it's really important to have Abreu there. And I think Ricky Renteria is phenomenal with those young guys. But I think Abreu, and I'll give you an example. Just the players sometimes mean so much. In Boston, they have a kid who I do believe is the youngest everyday player in the league, Rafael Devers. And he was going through a pretty tough slump. And J.D. came out and to talk to Tim Hyers, the hitting coach, and said, you know, you're doing a great job with him. We're not changing it. But maybe it would be better if Mookie Betts, Mitch Moreland, and I took him into the cages, worked with him. It may work better with a player. And he's, ever since, he's hit much better. And I think that Abreu could have that kind of influence on Moncada and the young outfielder.
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, okay. Peter.
That's Peter Gammons.
See this texter? Can't think of a better dream job than to intern for Peter Gammons. I'm 53. Is it too late? I'd sell my bar to do it. How about that?
How about it?
Peter would probably like to have the office in the bar. I would.
That's projecting.
The
Brian.
Old scribe.
Yeah. You're available for any interns who own bars.
Exactly.
Right?
We don't have any interns here anymore. Just bring the bottles. What?
All righty. We're going to take a quick moment. We'll come back with Ron Coomer. We'll ask him what he expects in St. Louis and what's going on with Chris Bryant.
And Molly, if we can intern at Coombs Corner, maybe?
That would be perfect spot.
There you go.
But Brian's idea of interning is different than maybe Ron Coomer has in mind.
No, I've seen the big pizzas down at Coombs Corner. And I know, but the cheeseburgers.
But you're supposed to be like kind of wiping down a glass and talking to a guy about his life.
So
you're
not set him up,
chewing on the pizza. Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.